You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Michael Lynch talks with Lamin Fulton, a student on the basketball team who played in the NCAA basketball tournament before he came to Lock Haven.
You had the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And first, I would like to ask you, how would you describe your NCAA tournament experience?
Well, as a young kid growing up in an urban neighborhood, you know, playing on TV in front of everybody is a dream. It was probably one of the best experiences I had in my life. It's filled with great emotion. It was a stage that I finally reached in my career after all the hard work and, you know, discipline that I put in over the time. But it was definitely a great experience, probably one of the best of my life, I could say.
If you could you tell us what school you played for and, you know, how you got to the tournament, you know, like the road to get there?
Yeah, I played for St. Peter's University. It was my freshman year of college. We won our conference tournament that year. We took a tough road, but we honestly got it done at the end. And I can say that was probably one of my most memorable seasons as a basketball player.
How would you describe the feeling of actually being able to play in the tournament?
Well, the feeling of actually playing in the tournament was amazing. The atmosphere was great. It was second to none. It was a stage that I dreamed about for years. All the different universities was in attendance. We played at the United Center where the Chicago Bulls play, so that was pretty cool, too.
What was the most memorable thing about the tournament?
Definitely the most memorable moment I can say was the police escort from the hotel to the United Center. It was great. It was amazing. Then stepping foot inside the United Center with all the history of it, of the Chicago Bulls organization growing up, watching basketball, and all the historic things about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls championship teams and all that. I can say that was definitely the most memorable moment for me about the tournament.
The NCAA tournament is really big, but it's a sport thing, and not everyone is into sports. So, you know, how would you relate the NCAA tournament to someone that doesn't watch sport? You know, like how would you get that to, like, appeal to them? Like, how would it relate to them?
It's magical. It's magical. It's something that doesn't happen that often. It's 1 month in March that is just magic, full of magic, and you just see the emotions that run through the tournament. And even if you don't like the sport, I think everybody should just give that a watch because it reminds you of the David and Goliath story in the Bible, you know, like kind of how the little schools upset the big schools and it's like you rooting for them. Even the schools that you like, I played for a school, we were a small school in the community of New Jersey and our whole community was behind us, no matter if they watched basketball or didn't. Us making it to the tournament just brought everyone together because of the national attention that you get.
So what you're saying is that the tournament is like more than basketball. The tournament is bigger than basketball.
It's definitely bigger than basketball. It's way bigger than basketball. Relationships get built during the tournament. A lot of emotions run during the tournament. People's lives changed because of the NCAA tournament. And it's a big, big, big thing in our world.
So Lamin, I thank you and I appreciate your time. And, you know, I love you, man. Thanks.
You're all right. Thank you. No problem.
Thank you.
Lock Haven University student Michael Lynch and fellow student and college basketball player Lamin Fulton. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.